You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's your Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. And right after Cinco's, this week and next week, we are continuing to count down.
What's up?
Oh, my God, you were jacked.
It's a picture. Oh, my God. Tiki was very jacked on the cartoon. Yeah. You got to tweet that out. I know you don't tweet, but the people need to see that. Jacked cartoon Tiki. Every day right after the Cinco, I didn't make this list. None of us here made the list. A panel here at WFN, a very select committee, made this list. And it's counting down the most memorable New York sports moments of 2024. Yesterday, number 24, was Karl Anthony Towns being acquired by the Knicks on that Friday night in September. Number 23 were the New York Liberty winning the WNBA Finals. And now we're up to number 22. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the latest edition of 24 and 24, we find out the 22nd most memorable moment in New York sports of the year.
Number 22. Mets relief pitcher Jorge Lopez fires his glove into the stands and declares the Mets the worst team in MLB.
But now Jorge Lopez has just flung his glove into the crowd. He threw his glove about four rows back behind the Mets dugout. And between McNeil's bat slam yesterday after popping up and that display from Jorge Lopez, I think the frustration that engulfs the New York Mets at the moment is quite obvious.
I don't regret it. I think I've been looking the worst team in probably in the whole MLB. So, you know, whatever happened, happened. So, whatever they want to do, I'll be tomorrow here if they want me, you know, whatever they want to do.
Now, look, I don't believe Jorge Lopez actually said we're the worst team in the whole bleeping MLB. But unfortunately, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
That was the perception. And Jorge Lopez was DFA'd. He had no apology for throwing his glove. And that was another Metsian moment from this season that, little did we know at the time, would spark the entire team. So it's up there, man. By the way, randomly, that occurred on May 29th. I have a tweet from May 29th.
And?
In response to that video that we just played. Well, guess what, Sean? He did.
Well, that's why you got rid of him, though.
Yeah. Well, no. Juan Soto went there.
I know, but you got rid of Lopez.
Well, we got rid of Lopez.
Nobody knows.
Okay to go there.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. I dumped that.
You dumped what?
You're reading my tweet.
No, that's a beautiful tweet. It's amazing. That moment is very, very memorable, and I think it would have been on this list no matter where the Mets season went, but it now appears for a very different reason because it really turned the team around. And I remember sitting here with you defending Lopez because I was very passionate right. That I thought the media did a terrible job kind of running with a guy who English is his second language. He was clearly struggling to get that out.
And Mindy didn't really protect him.
He didn't protect him, I thought. But looking back on it, that season turned around. So very good moment. That's moment number 22 from this season. Jorge Lopez throwing his glove into the stands. All right, very excited about what's next. That was 22. What's 21?
Number 21. The New York Yankees dramatically defeat arch nemesis the Houston Astros on opening day in Houston.
The pitch is swung on and lined. There's a base hit to right field. Rounding third, Dubon. Here comes the throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto. That's his first big moment as a Yank.
After review, was no blocking on the play. After review, the call stands, runners out.
What a moment. What a moment that was. The Yankees winning on opening day against the Astros. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto with basically the game-saving outfield assist.
That was awesome. Part of the reason I love Juan Soto. Made that happen. The Astros dragging his sleeve so much so that now we're going to get their best outfielder. So I love this. Thank you, Juan, for bringing Kyle Tucker to the Yankees.
That was, well, first of all, you haven't gotten Kyle Tucker, but I'm glad you were able to spin that. That was, though, jokes aside about Soto. I know Soto's involved and this is some kind of troll. It's not. That was a great moment at the start of the season. I remember what Sean said and what you said, Teague, too, about, hey, this felt bigger than a normal win. Because of the Yankees' struggles against the Astros, the way they won that game, the way they battled back, just everything about it. That was a very memorable opening day win. They obviously go on and sweep the Astros. They didn't bury them as much as we maybe thought they were buried because the Astros came back, made the playoffs anyway, even though they got knocked out. That was as good of a first impression as one can make when you're making your debut and you're doing something, not with your bat, though he did do something with his bat in that game, but doing something with your arm. So, incredible moment.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
But I think, would you agree that's worthy of being a top 24?
Absolutely. It was one of my favorite Yankee moments of the year.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Very nice. So. There you go. So that's moment number 22 and 21. And that will continue every day right after Sean Cinco at about 5:10 or 5:15. Very cool. I'm excited to see what happens next. There's a lot of great moments and bad moments because, you know, we've so far gotten some of the good. The Lopez thing was bad, but it feels good because the season turned around.
Right.
But I've been told by the committee it's memorable moments, and so there's going to be some bad crap mixed in between.
I would think.
We haven't had a bad one yet.
Well, not yet. Not on this list. Maybe because the bad ones are in the top part of the list.
Well, Lopez was a bad one.
But not really.
It was, but it wasn't.
Right.
Because it was bad in the moment, but I know as a Met fan, I could see Tommy's face, too, looking back on it. Mm-hmm. You almost smile about it because it helped turn the team around.
Yeah, it led to the team meeting. It led to Grimace, OMG, everything that came with it.
Yeah, but you failed. You lost in the NLCS, so it set the tone for a bad ending.
Well, but you could say the same thing about that Yankee play. You said you had a great moment this season. Well, they lost in the World Series. Yeah, so, I mean, all of us lost. The only team that didn't eventually lose is the New York Liberty.
So, in theory, you could spin every positive moment into a negative because you didn't get the ultimate taste.
This reminds me of a Friends episode. Phoebe, you don't like Friends references?
Go ahead. Let's hear this one.
I mean, you do a Family Guy reference all the time. I mean, Friends is one of the top five TV shows of all time.
You really think
you have indigestion over there?
You really think Friends is a top five show of all time? 100%. Teak.
You have to be a certain age.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't even the best show of its decade.
You had to have been a certain age while you were watching it.
I think.
But Tika, like, give me this. And I think you
have to be able to relate to it because a lot of it was corny.
Okay, that's fine. But would we not all agree, whether you personally like it or not, or Loogie personally likes it or not,
I watched it.
It is considered wildly one of the top TV shows of all time.
You want to say top five sitcom of all time? It's fine. I can't call it a top five TV show.
No, but my point is, forget, I'm not debating the opinions on this because everyone has a stupid opinion. It's not like I named, you know, trying to think of a show that was on for 2 years. Like, Friends is widely regarded as one of the great shows of all time.
It was very popular.
So I don't need you to freak out like I said something sacrilegious.
Well, I wouldn't call that a freak out. I was just groaning at you trying to correlate something that Phoebe Buffay said about, you know, Joey.
That's good. You nailed it, by the way.
Is that what this is?
It's a Phoebe-Joey thing. And here's what happened. Joey said to Phoebe, you're laughing because you know it's so good. Joey said to Phoebe, nothing you do can be selfless. Everything you do is selfish. And so Phoebe would try to come up with an example like, well, I just gave to charity. And he's like, yeah, makes you feel good, doesn't it? Everything is selfless. So to Sean's point.
Selfish.
So to Sean's point, no one other than the Liberty won a championship. So any Knicks moment, which was good, or any Rangers moment that was good, or any Yankees moment, or Mets moment, you could ultimately say, well, yeah, but they lost in the end, so it wasn't good. So then we just had a horrible year.
Yeah, every moment sucked in the end.
Okay.
And I'd like to think that the committee had both. The moments that led to the bad moments. The good moments that led to the bad moments.
I don't know.
It's not like they ran from the bad moments. I would assume there's integrity with this committee.
I'm sure
they
wouldn't
just do good moments.
No. I've been told there are bad moments on this list. I don't know how it evens itself out. Here's what I could tell you. We've got four moments that have come out. Three of them are positive in the moment. One was negative. The Lopez glove throwing. I'm sure there will be negative moments as this list continues. But to say, well, they're all negative because no one won a championship, well, then we can't appreciate life. You know what that's like saying? I got a great analogy, Deke.
Go ahead.
Let's say you had a great call. Like you just did which you do every Sunday. Mm. And I'm like, that was a great call. Okay. And Sean looks at you and says, what's the difference? You're going to be dead someday anyway. Isn't that basically the same thing?
How is that the same thing?
Because eventually, we're all dead. So then why are we even enjoying the good moments? That's what he's saying about any good sports moment this year. Well, they all ended badly anyway, so they all suck. So then, Sean, you've done nothing in life because as good as it is, you're going to be dead someday.
Hold on. We're not even talking about being good or bad. We're talking about memorable.
I agree.
We're talking about something that just sticks in your head.
I agree.
That's good or bad.
I know.
It doesn't matter what the outcome was.
He's the one who said, I'm just responding to him.
But I think if that's what we're talking about, yeah, I agree. They're all memorable.
Well,
but I'm just saying, ultimately, even the good ones have a negative taste because you didn't.
Okay. Then any moment in life will have a negative taste because at the end of the day, you're going to be dead someday.
It's like when Chandler moved out of Joey's apartment and moved in with Monica. That's kind of like Juan Soto being on the Yankees, and now he's with the Mets. Well, did I do that Friends thing right?
That was very good.
Do we want to pause the Friends references and get a Yankee free agency update?
Oh, please, please. I could do a whole show with Friends references. Right. Can we try that one day?
No, because nobody's going to know what the hell you're talking about.
That's not fair. It's one of the most popular shows of all time.
Trust me. Most people have no idea.
Really?
Okay.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26. is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!